This is Module 12, Molding Creation Energy, Safety Clauses, and Health Energy. In the previous module, we discussed changing a statement or thought like I'm tired to I'm excellent, and how these words begin the shift of your energy into what it feels like to be excellent when nothing has changed outside of you. We also discussed that you're not faking it and you're not lying to yourself. What you're doing is molding the creation energy from within you to form a new reality of experience outside of you. You're setting the foundation to live into the energy of what you wish to create. And when you do that, when you consistently stay in that energy of what you wish to create, what it would feel like to have what you want, that creation becomes inevitable. Inevitable. So let's look deeper at the energy of I'm excellent. Beginning with a thought of what you wish to be, you choose and anchor the energy of what you wish to experience. You form the thought, and that thought forms energy, and the energy is of the vibration of being excellent. And again, this is not lying to yourself or even faking it. This is creating a new reality. So let's look at wanting a new job or creating your own business. What would it feel like to have that job or business that you love? Identify what that would feel like and create a statement that reflects that energy, such as, I have the perfect job for perfect pay with excellent benefits. Or, I have the most wonderful business ever. Clients find me easily and they happily pay for my services or products. Now, if you want to move to a new house or location, what would it feel like to be in the new home that you love? Identify what that would feel like and create a statement that reflects that energy. Maybe like this. I live in the perfect house for me. The house that is mine by divine right, under grace in a miraculous way. If you want a loving relationship, what would it feel like to be in a loving relationship? Identify what that would feel like for you and create a statement that reflects that energy. Maybe this would be you. I'm in a loving relationship with a person that I love, honor, and respect, and they love, honor, and respect me. If you want more money, what would it feel like to have more money in your pocket or your bank account? Identify what that would feel like for you and create a statement that reflects that energy, such as, money flows to me effortlessly. I easily pay all my obligations and purchase everything I want or need, now and always. All these statements are affirmations, and affirmations are positive statements designed to help us create and maintain an energy within us to create something we want when there's no sign of it in sight. Remember, you don't need to know what that job, house, relationship, or even money will look like. What you need to know is what it will feel like. If you know what you want it to look like, then by all means, use your detailed description, but also include this or something better. Now, if Florence includes under grace in a miraculous way, which is really powerful to include too. Now, affirmations aren't just statements to help you fake it till you make it. They're statement containers of profound, deep energy. That's why you want to word your affirmation in such a way that it holds the energy you wish to experience. Affirmations lift the power of your words to a whole new level. Affirmations worded properly are the muscle to form your creation energy into your reality. And I'll say that again. Affirmations worded properly are the muscle to form your creation energy into your reality. Now, Dr. Anne-Marie Evers tells us that affirmations, when properly done, always work. Now, Dr. Anne-Marie Evers is the affirmation doctor. She's been using affirmations to create miracles in her life for years, and she teaches us to add the safety clause to our affirmation energy containers, and that safety clause is this: for the highest good of all parties concerned, thank you, thank you, thank you. Adding "for the highest good of all parties concerned, thank you, thank you, thank you," anchors the energy and infuses it with love for all. Now, you want to demand what you want with complete confidence. However, you may feel resistance energy within you because the physical world teaches us that wanting things for ourselves is selfish and demanding of God or the universe is inappropriate. So, if you're feeling some guilt through your internal judgment that wanting something's selfish, I get that. The safety clause neutralizes that resistance energy of feeling selfish when you use it. For the highest good of all parties concerned, thank you, thank you, thank you. What you want isn't just for you, it's for the highest good for all parties concerned. So, I highly recommend Dr. Anne-Marie's book, Affirmations, Your Passport to Happiness. Thousands and thousands of people have shifted their energy to create and transform their lives through the power of their spoken word by learning how to use affirmations properly. Now, I'm delighted to share with you that Dr. Anne-Marie has given me permission to share with you her Master Affirmation Contract and Magic Magnetic Circle from her book. Now, you can download a PDF file of these powerful tools from the bonus section. Be sure to do that. The Affirmation Contract is a proven method to get really clear about what you want and anchor your intention by placing your order to the universe to be, do, and have what you want. It's a contract you enter into with yourself, binding the energy of what you want to create throughout your body to externalize it as your reality. And the Magic Magnetic Circle is a powerful affirmation to set your intention for your day or realign your intention for your day. It utilizes your senses to fully shift into and anchor the energy that you wish to be in and the energy you want to attract to you. The PDF file contains the full directions on how to use this powerful action tool. Be sure to download it from the bonus area. Now, in order for your affirmations to be the most powerful, you must be in full energetic alignment, your conscious, subconscious, and superconscious. To create affirmations that always work, number one, get really clear on what you want and what it would feel like to be, do, or have it. Number two, create a positive statement that reflects that energy and test it. If you feel any resistance in your body, address it immediately. Look at that energy and follow its breadcrumbs to where it was birthed to process through it. And number three, use the affirmation to help you stay in the highest vibration of love and joy possible. The energy of what it would feel like to receive what you want to be, do, or have. Now, Florence teaches us about shifting our energy from what we don't want to what we do want. And through that shift, we not only transform our outer reality, we can transform our health and heal our bodies. Now, I want to be clear that I'm not saying don't go to the doctor if you're ill or suspect that there's something going on with your body. Consult your physician and follow their guidance, but use the tools you're learning about your energy to create the highest possible outcome at the same time. Healing from deep within is about no longer stuffing energy that makes us uncomfortable. It's about facing what makes us feel uncomfortable and taking our power back from it. Now, we've talked about what happens when we stuff energy that feels uncomfortable, and that energy lands in the field of our subconscious, and fear nurtures it into a monster. And that monster eats away at our human body. The fear energy will come forward to be healed, and that fear energy can be illness in our body. Now, Florence states that continual criticism produces rheumatism, as critical, inharmonious thoughts cause unnatural deposits in the blood, which settle in the joints. False growths are caused by jealousy, hatred, unforgiveness, and fear. Every disease is caused by a mind not at ease. Now, I believe, and miracle cases have proven, that it's never too late to heal your body. It's also been proven through medical studies that your internal energy has a direct effect on the health of your human body. When you make the conscious decision to be in the highest vibration of joy-filled love energy possible, your body feels better. You feel the tingle of joy course throughout your body, and it feels really good. When you consciously decide and choose to be in the energy that makes your heart sing with joy, you begin to heal from the inside out. Your body feels better, your heart sings with joy, and you radiate love. And you become a magnet for prosperity, miracles, and joy-filled experiences that are yours by divine right. Manifest in your life. Our human minds have the ability to distinguish our energy. Do we love our reality? Or do we feel uncomfortable resistance because we're not in alignment with our reality at all? It's through this discernment and longing for something different that lights a fire under us to make changes. And when we step back from whatever pain we're in at this moment to look at our lives from that place of an observer, we can see how we've used negative, less than love energy to create what we do not want. And from this vantage point, we can clearly see the energy of our words and our thoughts. We can see the energy behind them. And from this safe place, we can face the fear that's of the darkness. We can pull it into the light and dissolve it. And from this place, without fear, we can breathe life into our vision of the energy of experiences that bring us joy. And from this energy, we create a new reality. And we can powerfully use our words to expand our energy from within to without, to make the manifestation of the desires of our heart our reality. From this vibration of energy, the formation of our desire as our reality becomes inevitable. So just for a moment, let's look at the full spectrum of creating our lives. When we worry about something, we're indulging in the fear energy of something that hasn't happened yet. We're actively creating a reality we do not want because we're worrying. We're creating our reality from the fear-filled worry energy within. And remember, the universe responds by matching energy to energy. Without judgment or questioning, is this really what you want? And your energy is real. Whether you're vibrating in the energy of worrying about something you don't want, or vibrating in the higher energy of joy at receiving something you long for, your energy surrounding what you want and what you don't want is real. In universal mind, everything exists. Everything your heart desires, everything your heart worries about, is already made manifest at a higher plane of existence. Your choice of energy, whether it's a conscious or subconscious choice, determines what manifests as your reality. The universe responds to energy. It does not distinguish that you want or don't want something. The universe simply matches energy to energy. Shifting your internal energy to the highest vibration of love possible is not faking it till you make it. Whatever your energy is within you is creating your reality daily, moment by moment, even if it's fear energy. So what energy are you choosing to be? We each have free will of choice. We can choose to be in an energy that supports our dreams and desires, or we can choose to be in the energy of worry, energy that's less than love. Florence teaches of the power of blessing someone or something. Let's face it, things happen in our lives that we're not in agreement with, things that cause us to feel uncomfortable, like the man who wanted to sell his machine but was worried about the competitor who also had a machine. Florence instructed the man to bless his competitor, and she claimed that the right machine would be sold by the right man to the right man. By blessing his competitor, a really significant event occurred. When the man blessed his competitor sincerely from his heart, he raised his energy to the highest state of love possible. And remember, fear cannot exist in the vibration of love. So by blessing the competitor, the man took his power back and stood fearlessly, fully in his power to create the highest possible outcome as his reality. And he and Florence, the power of two, fearlessly claimed that the right machine would be sold by the right man to the right man. Blessing someone or something sincerely, sincerely from your heart, wipes out fear within you. As Florence points out, blessing someone sincerely from your heart destroys the enemy of fear within you. And the reality is that our only real enemy is the fear within us. Now, Florence knew that all her students, everyone she met, everyone walking the soils of Mother Earth is capable of creating the highest possible outcome as their reality. I believe that of you. I've created a guided journey to reclaim your power through the love vibration energy. It's in the bonus section. Be sure to download it and listen to that. Now you understand the energy behind creating a new reality, whether that reality is something you want or something you do not want. You're still creating your reality with every breath, every thought, every word through the energy behind it. So from this other side of understanding energy, what do you want to create first? Do you feel an expectancy of excitement at just how powerful you truly are, and that yes, you can create whatever you wish? Our human brains typically have no concept of how truly powerful we are. Now it's time to fully implement that power through your focused energy of love or above. This completes Module 12. Now go to the worksheet.